All right, it is Monday, Money Minute Time with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here. We're talking about Jimmy Buffett. I like Buffett's. I like Buffett's with the three kinds of meat, right? Oh, no. Jimmy Buffett, little, the singer guy.
A little bit. Yeah, you're pronouncing that wrong, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
so,
sorry.
You know. So, Mike, take a guess. Who do you think is the chairman of the board of Margarita Holding LLC?
Jimmy Buffett's third cousin twice removed.
Yeah, it's the great Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah.
There's something with that name Buffett. He and Warren have had a very successful career with investing. A few years ago, Paul McCartney was probably the wealthiest name from that 70s and 80s music era. And Jimmy is right there with him.
Right. But
Jimmy did his by being a businessman when most artists were trying to sell their music.
Right, right.
So in an interview years ago, Jimmy said, "I'm not going to apologize for being a good businessman. Too many people in music have ruined their lives because they weren't.
Right.
I'm not a great singer, and I'm only a so-so guitar player. I started running a band years ago because nobody else could.
Yep.
And I turned out to be good at this stuff.
Yep.
There's never been any grand plan to this thing. I'm making it up as I go." Well, making it up really added up. Between restaurants, resorts, casinos, cruises, and merchandise, his business instincts added up to over $1 billion.
And a lot of that was pipelines, too, wasn't it? Or like, you know, toiletries or something like that.
If you really dig into the weeds, he is spread in his name in Margaritaville and all the sand and the beach and the surf. And yeah,
I guess,
Mike,
he probably sold the parrot head hats, too, or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
His Margaritaville Cafe on the Vegas Strip was the top grossing restaurant in the nation last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like you had to go to that place in Vegas. Yeah.
You know, the Grateful Dead, they had dead heads. Jimmy Buffett had the parrot heads.
Right.
And he found there was a broad appeal to sand, beaches, and alcohol. Imagine that. Whether you're in the city or in the country, Mike, you know, put on some Buffett, get a margarita in your hand, and the sand and waves will wash away the day's stress. So thank you, Jimmy. I think you found your lost shaker of salt.